Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, the readings of today are indeed refreshing for the heart which is troubled with worldly cares. Because of the bad example of the unfaithful successors of King David, the chosen people are wavering in their loyalty to Yahweh. Hence, Isaiah, in the first reading, tries to dispel their fears and stir up hope among his people with God's promise of a new Davidic king, a son of Jesse, who will establish peace and a glorious kingdom of justice on earth. In the second reading, Paul is praying for a Jewish Christians of Rome and instructing them to draw endurance and encouragement from the Old Testament books. They are to live in harmony with Gentile Christians, accepting them as equals and brothers and sisters while they wait for the second coming of Jesus. In today's gospel, John the Baptist urges the Pharisees and Sadducees to give evidence that they mean to reform their lives so as to recognize and accept the promised Messiah. He challenges them to repentance, conversion, as well as renewal. He tells the common people who expect the Messiah to come in the near future to act with justice and charity, letting their lives reflect transformation that will occur when the Messiah enters their lives. In the same way, as we prepare to welcome Christ at Christmas, John advises us to prepare the way of the Lord. There is a story about the end of the world, the second coming, and its reactions. One day, God finally had enough and decided to end the world. However, he wanted to warn the people. So, he decided to call the three most influential people of the world. He therefore summoned President of USA, President of Communist China, and Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, into one room and told them of his plan and asked them to go out and inform the world. President of USA immediately appeared on CNN News and told the US, "I have a good news and a bad news. The good news is that God congratulated me for standing for religious liberty. The bad news is that God is going to end the world and I won't be able to complete my term and bring back full prosperity to our country as I promised." President of China went to the Communist network and told his people, "I have a bad news and a worse news. The bad news is that despite what we have taught all these years, there is a God. The worst news is that he is upset he is about end the world." Bill Gates turned into the internet and informed the world, "I have a good news and a better news. The good news is that God thinks that I am one of the three most influential people on earth. The better news is that Microsoft Windows need not upgrade, need not update its Windows anymore. Dear friends, the life message is that we are invited to learn. We need to prepare for Christ's coming by allowing Him to be reborn daily in our lives. Advent is the time for us to make this preparation by repenting of our sins and renewing our lives through prayer, penance, and sharing of our blessings with others. An Advent project. How to be alert and watchful. Every morning when we get up, let us pray. Lord, show me someone today with whom I may share your love, mercy, and forgiveness. Saint Teresa of Calcutta once said, whatever you do in your family, for your children, for your husband, for your wife, you do for Jesus. Every night when we go to bed, let us ask ourselves, where have I found Christ today? The answer will be God's Advent gift to us that day. By being alert and watchful, we will be getting an extra gift, Christ Himself. There is a saying about being saved, which goes back to Saint Thomas Aquinas. Without God, I can't. Without me, He won't. We also need to answer the call for a change of life. John the Baptist challenges our superficial attempts at change, demanding that while obeying the commandments faithfully, we must correct our relationships with others, mend ruptures and frictions, face family responsibilities, work honestly, and treat employees justly. Let us share our love with others as selfless and humble service. Do small things but with great love, advises Saint Teresa of Lisieux and Saint Teresa of Calcutta. Therefore, following John's advice, let us celebrate the memory of Jesus' first advent, prepare for Jesus' daily advent into our lives through the sacraments and the meditative reading of the Bible. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.